Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey, everybody! I am so excited that it is fall, and we are going to be doing a series of falling into faith. It is very difficult for lots of people dealing with so many different things, especially the last couple years. And something that I get often repeated reaching out for is how to have faith when life's hard, how to have hope when life's hard. If you've watched my YouTube channel or listened to my podcasts, you know that I'm all about having your faith, your belief in your higher power, being the anchor to your spirit and your soul and helping push you through those impossible times. But it's baby steps, y'all, and that's what we're gonna be doing over the course of this next little series. And it's, again, falling into faith, things we can do. Before I start on today's topic, which is how to replace anxiety with peace, I wanted to tell you guys I have amazing stuff going on my newsletter. So if you are not on my newsletter, go to my website, CamilleBauer.com. Click on my banner right there. You can get on my newsletter. I also have 4 days, 4 ways to turn your setbacks into setups. And it's a free program that you can do day by day with me. I've pre-recorded videos and there's daily homework. You'll get to your inbox. Anyway, it's awesome. So, and again, that's free. My newsletter's free. Check that out on my website and join me in my club of trying to make, you know, happiness and hope, my jam. That's what I believe, having been a cancer widow, having been a caregiver for a spouse with a terminal disease, dealing with divorce. You know, I get hard. I get you. And my mission and passion is to share hope and light and peace with those that need it. I wanted to tell you guys on the subject of how to replace anxiety with peace. I know the feelings of uncertainty. I get it. I know what it's like to be betrayed. I know what it's like to have your heart broken and shattered and you don't think that you could ever pick up the pieces. But I also want to remind you that, you know, I'm a big Christian, and if you guys have listened to my stuff, you know that. But I want to remind you that there is one that knows exactly how you feel, and that is our Savior, Jesus Christ. In the Bible, Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 9, he breaks it down for us on how to replace anxiety with peace from God. And I'm going to break down those verses today with you and go over baby steps that you could take to help combat anxiety and fear if you're dealing with that. First off, God is saying in verse 6, pray with gratitude. And I know you're thinking, what? Like, the last thing I am is grateful when life is hard. But from my experience, if you choose to only focus on the hard, you will be miserable. And what you focus on grows. So if it is hard and you do need God and you do need God's help because you want to feel differently, you need to approach him in gratitude. That doesn't mean you can't ask, like, I need these things. My heart is broken. But go to God, and he wants you to have gratitude in your heart. So think about what you're grateful for. What is right in your life? When you ask yourself those questions, you will come up with an answer. Get a piece of paper and a note on your phone and think about what are you grateful for before you pray. And then when you pray, talk to God and tell him what it is that you appreciate in him. And then share your heart, right? Then it says, everything, by everything in prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, it goes on to say, let your requests be made known unto God. So he wants to hear, like, what do you want? What do you need? How can I help you? So that's number one, is pray with thanksgiving. Jumping into verse 7, he says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds, shall be in your hearts and minds. And I can attest to this, and I can completely tell you, inexplainably, how it said that surpasses understanding, that the peace of God is available to you if you want it. I remember being going to a baby shower, right? And Clint was terminal at the time. And I get to the baby shower and I realize it like hit me like a ton of bricks. Like, oh my gosh, I'm never going to be having his baby and again. And I went into the bathroom and I just was going to like have a complete meltdown. And as like hot tears poured onto the bathroom rug, I just said a prayer like, Heavenly Father, please help me be able to pull myself together for this baby shower. You know, like, I don't want it to be about me. I don't want people to look at me and be like, are you okay? You know, like, I wanted the focus to be on my sweet friend. And I wanted to be there to support my sweet friend. So, God answered that prayer for me instantly. I was able to walk out of the bathroom, go to the dessert table. Maybe that's a reason why. It helped me feel a little bit better. And sit there and celebrate with her. After the baby shower, you know, I started thinking before I left, like, hey, I got this, you know, like, maybe it's just me and I'm strong. And I talked pep talk to myself. And God had nothing to do with it, you know, like I was prideful and a little bit. I could feel like, oh man, I got this. You know, I can tell myself that I don't want to, that I don't want to feel a certain way and I can do it. So anyway, I don't know what's going on. I keep looking over here with my recorder is being weird. Okay. Sorry about that. So anyway, I walk out the door from the baby shower and instantly the feeling came back. So goodbye, closed the door, walked out, and it was just like, boom, all the emotion just came back and I just started to bawl. And to me, it was inexplainable how I could be strong in certain times. But I know that it is through our Savior, Jesus Christ. I know that it is through those hard times that have helped me be able to realize it's unexplainable. Faith is something you do not see, but that is real. And I want to focus on that this month, of what is baby steps that we could take. So pouring out your heart, knowing that it's unexplainable, but it's real. It does happen. And then in verse 8 in Philippians, it says, finally, whatsoever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, or of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. So here he's giving you a list of what to think about. Like if you just jump into watching like a crime TV and you want to numb out and you're surrounding yourself with stuff that isn't the best, that isn't light, you need to evaluate, what are you bringing into your life? If you're dealing with anxiety, if you're struggling with fear, what are the things that you're inviting in? And let's go over that again. Is it light? Is what you're inviting in true? Or is it like fake news? Are you scrolling a ton? Wishing that you had something different? you know, or being grateful, something that's pure, that's lovely. I love that word. Not, people don't say that anymore. But is it lovely? You know, what correspondence are you having? What are you listening to? What are you watching? You know, to me, that kind of reminds me of screens. You know, like what in your life, what are you inviting in? Is it good? Is it light? Okay, at the end of these verses, he goes on to give us a promise. And it is, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard that we just talked about, it says, and God, the God of peace, will be with you if you do these things. How beautiful is that? I loved that promise that God gives us. So if you are struggling with anxiety, if you are struggling with fear, I challenge you to call on your higher power, to believe it, that somebody that is all-knowing, that loves you, that created you, that you are destined for an amazing, incredible life. And God can help you right now, even if your life is hard, deal with the feelings of defeat and anxiety and anger and bitterness and sadness. I've had, a lot of emotional nights over the last couple months for me. It's been very difficult, and I have relied heavily on having my Savior. What is out of my hands, I can't worry about, right? And I just have frequently been trying to take my own advice, pray, and get that love and peace from God. And it's a concerted effort. It takes baby steps to do that. So some days are better than others, and those that aren't, I look and evaluate like, oh, okay, well, I haven't really asked or relied on it, or, you know, supplication in prayer. You know, my prayers haven't been as sincere. So anyway, I love you guys. I want you guys to know that faith and hope and peace and light is available to you at all times, and it will dispel the darkness from your life. So I love you, and I'm excited to be able to jump into this Fall into Faith series with you. And if you have any certain questions on faith, particularly, leave it in the comments, and I'll answer that or get to those over the course of the next month. So I love you guys, and my faith, my hope, my belief, and light, I'm leaving.